These two teams played each other in the season opener back in September. The 49ers won, but a lot has changed since then.
Unrecognizable these two teams are in the span of 4 months. The biggest change, obviously, in San Francisco, they went from Alex Smith. And for some reason or another, it's not necessarily fell out of favor, but head coach Jim Harbaugh went with second-year Colin Kaepernick, a much more mobile, athletic, running type of quarterback that can stretch defenses a little deeper, maybe with a stronger arm, and caught a lot of people off guard. But San Francisco's kept plowing ahead and wound up with the number two seed with their number two quarterback. There have been some other changes as well, a couple of injuries here and there on the 49er roster. And, of course, the Packers have had all kinds of injuries. In fact, I believe there's eight, maybe nine players who started that opening day game at Lambeau Field who are no longer in the starting lineup for both of these teams when they meet this Saturday night.
Are the Packers healthy enough? Do they have enough players back? We have Charles Woodson, who's back on defense. Will he be a factor? How's Jordy Nelson and Clay Matthews?
I think they're all fine. Jordy Nelson was the most curious absentee in the wild card victory over Minnesota on Saturday night. He did suffer a knee injury against the Vikings a week earlier, but had practiced and was expected to be available, but saw limited duty and did play in the game, made a couple of catches, and I think another week of light work will have Nelson ready. Matthews has been fine, coming off a hamstring, which forced him to miss 5 weeks. Charles Woodson returned last week off the broken collarbone, and he showed no worse for the wear, was very active, was in on a lot of tackles for the Packers, and played very well. So Green Bay was kind of playing under the weeds a little bit with a lot of these injured players, missing a good chunk of the season, but I think that was the plan, to get as many able-bodied players back for the postseason, and that's, in fact, what has happened.
San Francisco, clearly one of the best teams in the NFC. What do they do well, and what do the Packers have to do better?
Well, San Francisco defends very well, first and foremost. They were one of the top-scoring defenses last year, and I think they finished third this season, giving up to 17 points per game. They have two Pro Bowl safeties. They have two Pro Bowl linebackers. They have two Pro Bowl defensive linemen. Mm. Justin Smith and Alden Smith are a terrific pass-rushing duo. Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman are outstanding run-to-the-ball linebackers, and it's a very physical secondary that likes to punish wide receivers. So the Packer challenge offensively is to be very patient, and preferably shorter developing routes. With Aaron Rodgers' availability of weapons, I still think the Packers will find some matchups to their liking over the course of the evening. If they could do it on a consistent basis and produce enough points, that would give them a fighting chance. If you flip it around, San Francisco is a power rushing team primarily, with Frank Gore, 1,000 yards over each of the last four seasons. And now with Kaepernick's ability to run, poses an extra problem for the Packer defense. Oh, they'll still take their shots with some interesting wide receivers, but the Packers' primary concern is to keep the ground game neutralized. They had a lot of practice with that with Adrian Peterson over the last couple of weeks, so I think they're very in tune with the job at hand.
Should be a good game. Mark Daniels, thanks as always.